walked over to him. He rolls down the window with a stupid look on his face. I said, everything okay? He goes, yeah, why? I said, because you're driving so goddamn slow. I said, I still have to go to work today.
What did he say to that? Or he just gave you another dumb look?
I go, sorry. He's still driving slow.
Oh, I guess he doesn't want to take after his father.
Well, like you said, I guess it could be worse. He could be a hot rodder. Then I'd have to worry about that.
All right, I'm going to take a pause for a second. I'll have the radio on. I want to finish this one car. I'll be here. KD2BOR.
All right, very good, Rock. Talk to you later. KD2BOR and 1LU. Take care, Brian, and 1LU Mobile.
Okay, have a good night, Charlie. N1LU. KD2LU.
You too, N1LU.
Learn how to steer with your knee?
When I had to. I've scared with my elbows while I'm blowing my nose.
Too much information.
Coming up to the exit for the Palisades now. And he's about five or six behind me. I'm sure these tractor trailers whizzing by him aren't making him too happy, but he's got to get used to it. He's going to be dealing with them when he gets on the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Just tell him, look straight ahead and don't look over the side.
I'm sure he's cursing me out right now. Now he's probably 10 car lengths behind me. I tell you, this kid's unbelievable.
By the time this morning's over, you're going to need a tranquilizer.
Yeah, and he wants to follow us down to Ryder. It'll take us forever to speed. I'm going to have to drive his freaking car.
Yeah, but that's not going to help him drive it back and forth. I get your point, but you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if he's driving back and forth on his own without us following him, that's not a problem. You know, because then he can drive as slow as he wants as long as it's not holding me up. But right now, he's holding me up. You know, I got to get back to work.
Well, like you said, it's a short day. Do your five and get out.
Stand by. I got to jump out again. All right, we're almost to the Palisades. I'll give you a call after I get him past me.
All right, very good. We'll be here. 82 Bureau.
Guys, I hope I don't get lost now. All right, he's past me.
I guess he's on his way, on his own.
Told him to turn his GPS on after he passes exit 4. If he turns it on too early, I'm afraid it'll reroute him back to the George Washington Bridge.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
I don't know how this GPS is sending me back to work. Hopefully it'll just turn me around and get me back on the Palisades. Let's see, this way is... which way am I going now? Oh, Christ. I'm all confused. I guess this is Palisades southbound. I gotta get northbound.
You're asking the wrong person.
Actually, I think I'm northbound. I gotta head southbound. I get confused.
In point one.
Wait a minute, let me see where the hell I am over here. Alright, that wasn't too bad. Now I'm back on the Palisades. Feel like I'm going in circles today.
Oh well. Go to work, have a nice cup of tea.
Good, I'll get it started at 4 so I can get out of there at 9.
Is the rest of the laborers working, or are they off today?
The entire plant, with the exception of shipping, north and south side shipping, are working. The rest of the plant is off. And then you got a couple of stragglers coming in to do some cleanup work and general maintenance. But for the most part, everybody's off.
What is Labor Day? Next weekend or the weekend after?
Weekend after. It's the 7th of September.
God, where did this summer go?
Yeah, tell me about it. It went quick. And, you know, as usual, somebody told me that the Farmer's Almanac said we're going to have a rough winter ahead of us. I hear that every freaking year.
Seemed like the winter was so long, I just can't believe it. I never thought it was ever going to get warm.
I know. I think we had quite a few snowstorms. You know, nothing real big. I think maybe one or two big ones. But, I hate the winter, I tell you. I can't wait to retire and not have to worry about shoveling snow. That's one advantage to living in Palm Desert. You know, they never have to worry about snow. You know, they got other problems. Flash floods, things like that, and drought and things. But never have to worry about snow.
I thought we're not supposed to use foul language on ham radio. Don't ever mention that word again.
I know, tell me about it. Well, I tell you, my wife's got a great job, though, for that kind of situation. You know, they close school at the drop of a hat when it snows. Because a lot of these kids live up in the woods. and my wife is home, so then I can use her car if I want to go to work. As long as I know ahead of time. Depends on when it when it starts snowing.
N1OU, KD2BORA. You had a couple rough rides this year, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I don't think I have any days left, so I can't do anything until January, otherwise I won't get paid for the day.
You still have another week coming around Thanksgiving, right?
Yes, I do.
Are you going to go for gas now before you go in, or are you going to wait till you get out?
It's just 3:30 now. I'm going to probably go now, get it over with, so I can just head home when I'm done.
You know, it was a good thing you got that car in and I found that transmission leak, because you never notice it at your house because it parks on the grass.
Yeah, definitely. No, I feel good about getting that work done on the car. I feel confident, you know, that he's got a good car there when he's down there. Getting him down there will be another story, but I'm not going to let him drive. It'll take us forever. That's a 2.5-hour drive as it is. If he drives, it'll easily be 3, and I don't want to turn it into that. So I'll drive his car down and let him drive with his mother.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you, I might have mentioned it to you, when they put the motor in that car, when they dropped the subframe out, there's a boot that goes from the steering rack up against the firewall. They never had that seated properly back into the firewall, and you could have air coming in and fumes from the engine compartment. So when I was under there, I got that boot seated back into the firewall.
Very good. I appreciate that. Well, that's why I bring you, Rock. You know, I mean that. Mechanics are notorious for screwing people, and I know you're not, so that's why I go to you. Matt must not be too happy if he's getting the rain that I'm getting right now. I know he wasn't too crazy about driving in the rain. I said, Matt, these are all things you're going to have to do. I said, eventually you're going to have to learn how to drive in the snow. Biggest thing to remember is when it's raining or snowing, just slow down.
Have you ever explained to him about anti-lock brakes when, say, you go into a little bit of a slide that you're not supposed to take your foot off the brake pedal, you're supposed to let the anti-lock do what it does?
No, I never did.
You might want to clue him in on that. It's not like the old cars that didn't have anti-lock and people would pump the brake pedal. When the anti-lock starts working, you gotta let it do its job.
I don't even think I knew that. I probably, I'm from the old school. I probably would have pumped the brakes.
It does work. You got a wheel that locks up, it senses it, and it takes the pressure away from the caliper, so the wheel can still roll.
Okay, I'll have to mention that to him. You know, these are things that he'll learn, as he goes along. But the way he's driving, I don't think he's going to have to worry about any lock brakes, because I don't think he's going to hit them that hard.
Yeah, hold on a minute. I got to get some paper for my printer, KD2BOR.
N1LU mobile.
All right, Charlie, I'll catch you for the mobile, KD2BOR.
All right, very good, N1LU.
KD2BOR mobile.
I forgot Matthew drove his friend that watched Oliver to the Ted Kennedy Airport. He did that on his own in my car, and he had no problem. So he should be fine, especially this time of the morning. That's why I wanted to do it early. This time of the morning, there's less traffic. You know, it's just a little bit easier driving.
Yeah, I heard you telling Bill yesterday. I was just listening to you guys after I cleared with you. About the dog somebody got some paint on your rug?
Yeah, I'm looking at my rug and it's got, in the hallway, and it's got a pink tint to it all over the place. And so I asked Matt what happened, and he asked Nathan, about it, and Nathan's a bit of an forest and had an artist easel with some paints and stuff. Supposedly they're water based, so we're gonna just, you know, pay for a cleaning company to come in and clean the rugs. They're due anyway. We've had them for, you know, I don't know, a couple of years now, and they're due to be cleaned professionally. Hopefully they'll be able to get that up.
With the material rugs are made out of today, and it's water-based, I don't see any problem with them getting that out.
Yeah, either do I. We just got to put some money aside now. We're pretty broke right now from the California trip, but my wife has started putting her tutoring money aside. And those rug cleaners, they're pretty reasonable. And we've only got it, let me think. Yeah, the hallway and the living room and dining room. So it's not a lot of area. I don't think it'll cost more than $100-$150 to do it.
Yeah, you got the other big expense coming up next spring. If you want to get that air conditioning unit put in that other part of your house.
Oh yeah, tell me about it. Not looking forward to that. All right, give me a minute. I'm here. Gas came down 2 cents. It was 2.21 yesterday. It's 2.19 today. So that's good. That's good. That won't cost too much to fill this beast up. All right, let me get some gas. KD2BOR N1LU.
All right, very good. I got to make a stop and drop a bill off in somebody's mailbox. KD2BOR.
Oh, I tell you, I should move to New Jersey. N1LU.
KD2BOR, what, just for the gas prices?
Yeah, this thing was almost bone dry. And this is a big tank. $35. At home, that would have been probably 60.
I tell you, mine takes, I got about 17-gallon tank. It gets up there. I can't stand when I have to roll into a gas station.
Yeah, it's always over $50 when my wife fills up. But she lets it go all the way down. I don't in my car. I usually fill up when it's half, a little bit less than half. I don't like letting it go all the way to the bottom. You know, especially the distance that I drive. All I gotta do is have it, you know, less than a quarter of a tank and hit a traffic jam. Then I'll be freaking out. I won't know if I'm gonna run out of gas, so I'd rather always have plenty in the tank. Plus, it doesn't hurt that much when you're only filling it up halfway.
Yeah, it feels better when you take a $20 bill out of your pocket instead of a $40 bill. You know, it's still the same money when you look at it, but it still feels, it doesn't hurt as bad.
Yeah, absolutely. KD2BOR N1LU. Yeah, Matt's got a real good car that's good on gas. That thing's great. Plus, it doesn't take a lot to fill it up. So he'll be happy with that, not spending a lot of money on gas. And down in Ryder, it's even cheaper than it is here.
How many miles do you have on your new car already? I don't remember. I could have looked in the computer, but how many miles? You got about 30,000 on that already, don't you?
I got more. I think I have 40-something, maybe 45.
I don't know if it's my imagination, but it seems like you're running this car up in mileage more than your other one. Your other car you had since 2007, you got a 2013, and added 120,000 on it.
Well, keep in mind, that's a 2007, but I bought it in 2008. It was a leftover.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Another year that you didn't drive on it. Okay.
Christ. Looks like half the plant is here today. Supposed to be a skeleton crew. I'm going to have to park somewhere else today. All right, I'm here. Let me go. Good seeing you today, Rocky. Thanks for taking care of the car. I appreciate it. KD2BOR N1LU.
Charlie, the pleasure was all mine. Thanks for the business. All right, maybe we'll catch you on your way home. KD2BOR Mobile.
I'll be on the air for sure. Take care, N1LU.